Mondays on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you by BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com and remember to download the BetMGM mobile app today.
Rise and shine, folks. Welcome back. Hour number two here of X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network, broadcasting live all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to Toledo, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. From 6 to 9 here on the Michigan Sports Network. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Join us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. Good morning to our television audience as well. On both Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, or the iHeartRadio app. Plus, you can listen to us online all the time at MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Danny Cahalan is at Dan in the Studio on Twitter. Ryan Elkey is at Ryan L underscore Key, and I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Lost my voice a little bit on my travels to Bible camp this weekend. So, you know, a lot of good church services. Spent a lot of time reflecting, thought, prayer, asking.
It was the incense.
It was the incense. It was the incense, which is actually sage. It took me forever to figure that out. I believe it's sage. I can't confirm that, but I was told that, so I have to believe that. Had a bachelor party weekend, and so Mike Lissette, Brian Fongers, that filling in for me, greatly appreciated. Don't plan unless I get sick or something like that. But we're here for the long haul now, folks. We are here until, I mean, that was it. That was the last hurrah. We are here Monday through Friday now until next spring. So that buckle up.
Forever.
Yeah, no, it's a, and you know what?
Just you, not me or Ryan, because we still got some days to take off.
Yeah, you guys, and very much, very, very much needed, very much deserved by both of you. And yeah, and I highly encourage it. The problem is that if you're going to go somewhere, you know what I like to do for vacation? I like to go somewhere where I can wake up early, I can get out in the sun, and I can relax a little bit. I like to go to sit down and have a nice dinner at night. You know, call it a night by 10:30 or 11, get some rest, not have to follow the TV. This was not vacation. This was not a vacation. I mean, this was organized chaos. And let me also tell you something. Now, I knew all 15 people that went on this venture to Tampa, Florida. A lot of people are like, why would you go to Tampa? First off, Tampa Bay, first time I've ever been there, a lot of fun. St. Petersburg, awesome. St. Petersburg is awesome. Like, they have a strip in St. Petersburg that is well worth the trip to go down there.
You're going to make me want to go. My brother just moved there 2 months ago.
He moved to Tampa.
Yeah, he's in St. Pete.
St. Petersburg has a...
Right,
has
just a, across the bridge.
Yeah, really, really cool strip. And it doesn't matter where you're at. You're 15 minutes from everything. If you are in Tampa, St. Petersburg, no matter where you're going to go next, it takes 15 minutes. Why? I have no idea. Every time we got an Uber or a Lyft, everything was 15 minutes. It was insanity how, like, accurate. You could just say, yeah, 15 minutes, and it worked. St. Petersburg is very cool. There's a very old strip, too, in Tampa. Some very, like, older, very unique sort of it's almost like a Bourbon Street kind of style on, like, 9th Ave. So if you're ever down there, I thought it was well worth the trip. We went to Tampa because we have friends that live in the area, so that made sense, but 15 of us. Have you ever tried to organize 15 people before? It's a disaster. Now, I've known most of these people a majority of my life. Some people we just acquired along the way. Some people who I've known for a very long time. I am really questioning how these individuals are surviving on their own in the wild. I mean, you spend the first hour of every day cleaning up. That's just the way it is. I mean, the bachelor was the one. He picked the spot. He booked it on his card. So Gian and I were like a cleaning service. I mean, it's incredible. Like, all you have to do is, if you dirty a plate, you just got to take it to the sink, scrub it down real quick, throw it in the dishwasher. That's it. You don't have to do anything else, right? If you spill pizza sauce somewhere or ranch dressing somewhere, just pick it up. Just grab a paper towel and that's it. That's all you got to do. It is amazing that some of these individuals are still alive today. I don't know how. I really don't.
Well, don't go to a music festival, Anthony, then. Because it's about 1,000 times worse.
Well, no, we were in an Airbnb. We had an Airbnb for 15 people. Like, just pick up after yourself.
That's a lot of people. Okay,
too many. Never again. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, I had a good time. We did it for The Bachelor. There's a couple people there that I'll see you when I see you. But never again. Never.
See, the thing is, like, you can all kind of keep it normal. Even when you're getting, you know, you're in the pregame, during the pregame, you can kind of keep it clean. Once you get home from the bar and, like, somebody's like, let's make some chicken nuggets, and then all the barbecue sauces are out and the ranch, yeah, then you're screwed. The late night stuff is really what keeps it.
Late night stuff, sure, and you, that's somewhat understandable. But at 10 a.m., you're telling me at 10 a.m. you can't wash out a bowl?
They're hungover, Anthony. I don't know what to tell you.
You're full of excuses right now, Dan.
You're drinking. See, you're probably drinking booze. Some good, you know, you're probably drinking some good liquor, so your hangover's not as rough as the guy that's drinking Busch Lights and shots of tequila.
Yeah, there were shots of tequila. There was not a Busch Light in sight. The seltzers, I don't know. A High Noon seltzer is high on my list.
That's literally not a seltzer. It's not really a seltzer. It's like
it's a mixed drink in a can. Yeah.
It's incredible. Awesome. First time ever having it, fabulous. That's, I don't like it. I don't, you know, White Claws.
Say High Noons are good, but you're paying for it. Yeah. I mean that literal in out of pocket.
Yeah, your out of pocket cost is like 15 for eight.
A 4-pack.
Yeah. Whatever the hell it was. It was really cool because this is Gian's younger brother who we went to celebrate, and his sisters and his fiance called Publix and had a delivery of groceries. Like, we went to the grocery store, obviously, but they were seeing, you know, some of the videos and whatnot, and they were like, oh my, how do you guys not have anything planned? What are you guys up to? They were very inquisitive. They actually sent provisions and had it delivered to the house one morning. So that was fun. That was cool. All right, outside of all of our adventures this weekend, which we'll talk a little bit more of the star-studded events that took place down there, but what else is going on in the world of sports? We'll try to get you all caught up real quick right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Big news in college football. Big 12 Executive Committee has met with Texas and Oklahoma's presidents amid the talks of departure to the SEC. That really stole the show of media days, is what is going on in the Big 12. Why do Texas and Oklahoma want out to join the SEC? I personally think that their best bet is to stay in the Big 12. If they join the SEC, there's no way they're ever making the playoff. Oklahoma maybe, but Texas? Texas is like Michigan of the South right now. Brand power far exceeding the product on the field. Chandler Jones is unhappy over his contract and has requested a trade from the Arizona Cardinals, which I thought was pretty interesting. Unhappy with his deal. He's 31 years old. Plans to have a big year coming off of surgery for his right biceps tear. And they've already acquired J.J. Watt. And Jones, who's viewed as, quote, a great guy within the team and the organization, they're looking to him to be a pivotal part. And he's due $15.5 million in the final year of his deal. So it's like, what exactly do you want to... You know, what do you want? DeAndre Hopkins came out, and he had said, like, he was questioning things a little bit because of the COVID, the policy. And look, I have to go get my shot today. I prolong this thing as long as possible, so I'm going to go get vaccinated today. You know, I'm still a little weary about everything just because everything was developed so fast. But, you know, we'll put our faith in, we'll do what we got to do, right? We'll do what we got to do. DeAndre Hopkins, if you got to do it. Cole Beasley, if you got to do it. I cannot imagine having to forfeit a football game, especially for a team that's a playoff contender, because you didn't get the shot. And preposterous to me how the NFL has a stronger stance on COVID than they do some of the violations that we see a lot of guys that are suspended and come back, and hey, there's no forfeiture of a game for somebody who's got, you know, a little bit of a background, a little bit of a past. Oh, geez. What's going on here? What's up with the policies? Deshaun Watson wants to avoid the daily $50,000 fine, so he's reported to camp, but he has requested a trade. In Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Leonard Fournette said that he will consider the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, despite his tweets earlier, Luka Doncic scored 48 in his Olympic debut over over Argentina for Slovenia. So congratulations to him. And the New Orleans Pelicans officially named Willie Green as their next coach. Next head coach. He was an assistant for the Phoenix Suns. We'll step aside. Red Wings draft, Tampa Stars, everything going on over the weekend. We'll get to all that next year at X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, you like Summer Fridays? Well, you're going to love Summer Mondays at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. With BetMGM's Money Monday Club, a $10 free bet will automatically be added to your account when you place a total of $50 in wagers between Monday and Sunday. That's right. You'll wake up to a $10 free bet every Monday just for betting $50 during the previous 7 days. It's easy. Simply take advantage of BetMGM's boosted odds specials, unique parlay offers, daily promotions, and live betting action. When your wager total reaches $50, you're guaranteed to receive a $10 free bet to use any way you want. Download the BetMGM app or visit BetMGM.com to sign up and learn more about how you can be part of the Money Monday Club. Get rewarded for your bets every week at BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
It's time to start thinking about heading back to school and stocking up on the things your student needs most. Meijer has everything on your family's list for the best year yet. Grab some Meijer shredded or sliced cheese, 3 for $5 when you buy 3 or more. Ziploc storage bags are 2 for $6 when you buy 2 or more. And backpacks in a variety of styles for every student are buy one, get one 50% off. Save big with great deals for back to school at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobil 1 synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart. And obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
It's a BetMGM Monday on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network. Don't forget to download the BetMGM mobile app today and visit the website at BetMGM.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino all joining you. Thank you for joining us, making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning here on the Michigan Sports Network. To share your thoughts, text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000, or visit us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line. We're back open for business, folks. Phone line is open, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. All right, let's get into what took place over the weekend while I was gone with the Detroit Red Wings first. The Seattle Kraken took Dennis Chalovsky in the expansion draft, so he is no longer going to be one of the highly touted prospects that we'll be waiting on to kind of shine with this team. He was selected, so he is off the roster, but Stevie Y made no bones about it and got to working quickly. The Hurricanes, they received unrestricted free agent goaltender Jonathan Bernier and a 2021 third round pick. That was this year's third round pick for the 25-year-old goaltender Alex Nedeljkovic. Now, this seems to be a consensus really good acquisition by Steve Yzerman. He went 15-5-3, led the NHL with a .932 save percentage and a 1.90 goals against average this season. He was a finalist for the Calder Trophy as the NHL's top rookie, finished third in voting, which is kind of surprising that in the Red Wings immediately agreed and signed him to a 2-year deal with a $3 million cap hit annually, which I thought, even though he was a restricted free agent and available for arbitration, you know, I just, man, you didn't think Carolina could get the deal done? I mean, he played pretty well over the last 3 months of the season. And there are some options available for unrestricted free agents. But this, to me, in for the Red Wings to deal the 32-year-old Bernier, who was good for us. You know, let's be honest. Like, the guys in front of him weren't great, but Bernier was definitely more than serviceable. He's got plenty of experience, 32 years old. He would be a little bit of a stopgap for next season, although Peter Mrazek is an unrestricted free agent for that team as well. You remember that name. I mean, the Wings in Carolina, they have some mutual connections there. But a consensus win across the board for Steve Yzerman and company. And then we got to the actual draft itself, and that's where the Detroit Red Wings went back to Frölunda, which is the Sweden Junior League there. And they went back to that squad to be able to pick up their first pick. Is it Simone or Simon Edvinson? I couldn't hear the broadcast of the draft. I was just following along on Twitter. But Edvinson, 18-year-old defenseman. He's 6'4". He's 198. And this is what the Wings trying to do. They have a foundational 6'5", you know, piece, if you will, in this young man, and a 6'4 on the right side. So for Edvinson, who's going to be playing the left side more than likely, the Red Wings are looking to add these two huge, key, crucial pieces. Young Swedes, big defensemen, and hopefully they pan out. I mean, first round pick, you got to hit on this. You have to if you're Steve Yzerman. And as Steve Yzerman said, like, hey, you know, GMs, they don't really have a whole lot to do with the draft. That's why you have your scouting department. Those are the guys that are evaluating. If there's anybody comfortable playing, you know, with a Swede, it's going to be Steve Yzerman. He knows the value of Nick Lidstrom, the style in which that they play, and they believe that between Moritz Seider and Edvinson, that they're going to have their two pieces on the blue line for years to come. That will be able to hopefully be able to anchor this team defensively and be able to give that goaltending a little bit of help. Did you say that GB Ritz is on hold? Is that what I heard there, Ryan?
Correct.
All right, let's get to GB. GB, my friend, welcome back to the show. The phone lines are open. How are you, partner?
I'm doing well. You sound a little scratchy this morning, but
I'm extremely scratchy, GB. I lost my voice. I don't know what happened.
Well, yeah, you left it down in Florida when you were hobnobbing all around Tampa. You know, you're supposed to do stuff like that. You know, that's cool.
You know what? I'm glad. I appreciate the encouragement there, GB. We need more people like you. Thank you for that. I don't feel terrible about myself anymore. But sometimes this happens when I fly too, and I don't know why that is.
Hey, sometimes we're just all not used to being at the heights plane go up to, you know. So what can you say? My ears pop, and I have a terrible time with the cabin pressure in my ear. If the pilot is not, if the captain doesn't know how to work the regulators correctly, you know, my ears get terrible. So
GB, my buddy's ears, he was so messed up on the way home. He was exhausted. He looked at me straight faced, dead serious, and I was talking to him, and he said, I can't hear anything. My eyes are clogged. And he was that serious. And I looked over at him and I said, the hell did you just say to me? He goes, I can't hear anything. I was like, your ears? Yeah, my ears are clogged. I can't hear anything. I was like, wow. You better take the day off of work tomorrow.
You know, the next year, you got to come out to the Freddy golf outing because it's a first class event, and that's the main deal of my call, just to get you out there and get you part of some foursome out there, because it's going to it'll be a blast. You'll enjoy it. You know,
GB, I was so disappointed when I got the date for that. Because I knew, I was like, ooh, this is July. This is end of July. This does not look good. I'm telling you, I got I have a wedding on a day in which I was panicked that there was going to be a Lions preseason game. Like, I this is the end of July, and this was a one-time thing. I don't ever have to do that again as far as this individual bachelor party. So hopefully next year, yeah, put me in Sharpie. I want to play in this thing. I was, like, heartbroken that I couldn't be out there with everybody.
Yeah, and it was threatening weather when we went down, when I was driving down there, and fortunately, it cleared up. It was a pretty decent day, a little steamy. God, when I got home, though, I got home about half hour before the tornado sirens went off out my way, and man, I was in my basement pretty quick. But
it was crazy. Tornado touchdown near Royal Oak?
Yeah. It was violent weather for sure. And we've had our share the last month. I was supposed to golf Sunday morning, and the videos on Facebook from the guy who runs the course, they have new lakes that are supposed to be lakes out there again at my local course. So stuff happens. You know, we've had just a boatload of rain in the last 6-7 weeks. It's just pretty crazy. You know,
it's unbelievable. I don't remember a summer with this much rain.
No, in as short a span as we've had it, that's for sure. Spread out through the summer, yeah, I get it. But man, when Saturday evening in an hour, they got 3 inches of rain at this course or in my area. That's how quickly it came down. So 3 inches of rain on the rain gauge, pretty crazy.
That's insanity considering how nice the weather was for like an entire month between like May and June. It was, I mean, we were blessed.
And absolutely right. And I just want to say real quick on a couple points. Over the weekend, Team USA Golf, Bryson DeChambeau and Spain Golf, John Rahm had to withdraw after testing positive for COVID. Yep. John Rahm a second time. How crazy is that? And could we be looking at a Red Wings blue line in about 3 years that the forest will be on the blue line because they're all going to be like 6'5", 6'4", 6'5", and the goalie 6'6". And we're getting big back there. If they all work out. I know it's a crapshoot, but, you know,
if they all work out,
they have a plan.
Yeah, they have a plan. They have a vision. They know how they want to build this thing. And this is going to be like, you know, the Red Wings right now, in the position that they're in with some of the deals that they're making, they're starting to look like, you know, I think there's a lot of promise with the Tigers and what we've seen so far with some of the younger guys like Casey Mize finally, you know, getting his run and being a full season, you know, starter. I feel like it's kind of trending the same way. Like we're going to see these young guys and they're going to be there in foundational franchise pieces that could be on this team for a decade that, you know, cross our fingers, these guys work out, but I think it's looking very, very promising. GB, we got to hit the break, but we'll be back with more X's Bros. Great to finally hear your voice again, GB. Jay, fantastic.
Take care.
There he goes. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network. Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the TwinSpires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. TwinSpires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
COVID-19 vaccination walk-in appointments are now available at Meijer. We have limited supply available at every store. Check with your pharmacist to see if we have a dose available for you. If you would like to schedule an appointment, you can still do so by texting COVID to 75049 or by visiting clinic.meijer.com. With walk-in appointments, we're making COVID-19 vaccinations more accessible in your community. Learn more at your local Meijer pharmacy or visit clinic.meijer.com today.
There is nothing on Earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on Earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Haley, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. For Traverse City down to Toledo, we thank you, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. Thank you for hanging out with us, making us a part of your day. Text us, share your thoughts by joining us on our text line. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. Breaking news ticker. You hear the sound. Let's go to the news desk. What do we have over there, gentlemen?
Tom Pelissero reporting.
Uh-oh.
The Texans are taking trade offers for Deshaun Watson.
Well, he did request a trade. He showed up. He's unhappy. He showed up just so he didn't have to pay $50,000 for every day that he misses of camp. So he showed up, and they, you know, he's unhappy. That team, that whole franchise has been a mess. They have botched a couple of things, but most notably, their quarterback is a mess. Let's be honest. Deshaun Watson is a mess. The personal charges or allegations, I should say, against him, you know, with 22 allegations of sexual misconduct, maybe the best way to say it. It is a it's not a good look. So I don't know who trades for him and how they trade for him with all that looming still. And I just, man, you know, you think about what Deshaun Watson is going through, and then you think about some of the backlash that we've seen for guys like Cole Beasley. Like I can't imagine. And I'll say it this way: if they're going to make you do it, then you got to do it. There's. And I get, you know, personal choice and everything else, but this COVID thing's not going away anytime soon. I believe it's one of the shots now needs a booster, or you could potentially need a booster if you're in that sort of vulnerable, if you're more vulnerable than the rest of the population. But if they're going to tell me that, hey, if we have a COVID outbreak and you are the cause of it, and we can't get your game rescheduled, like, your team's got to forfeit, I don't know how you look everybody else in the locker room in the eye. I really don't. And we have a, you know, John Rahm. Rahm got vaccinated, didn't he?
I don't know, because that was part of the story that was always confusing. Because say, like, oh, he got vaccinated, but wasn't within the 2 weeks after, so he's still susceptible. There's also reports that he tested positive, then tried to run out and go get vaccinated as soon as he tested positive. And it's also, to my understanding, too, that if you're still having symptoms, even if you're, like, asymptomatic, like, it's not contagious anymore, you'll still test positive for it. Like,
this thing is confusing. What about Bryson?
He just didn't want to lose in the Olympics and have to have a sponsor yell at him again.
Ah, he didn't want to blame the driver again? That's
yeah.
What it was. But he was vaccinated, correct?
I don't know. I don't believe he was.
Really? I feel like we need, like, some sort of website just to keep track of it. It's a lot to keep track of. Because when I saw the news, I thought that both guys were. Especially with what Ron was going through. And it was like, what? Didn't we already go through this with you, John?
Right.
But regardless, when it comes to guys like, you know, DeAndre Hopkins and Cole Beasley, it's like, hey, if you got to do it to get it done and make sure your team doesn't have to forfeit a game, you got to risk it for the biscuit. And I also think on the other side, like, how would the NFL is going to go back and say, hey, you know, because this thing got passed around and there was an outbreak, you now have to forfeit a game. It's crazy to me that, you know, they would keep that kind of stance for this, but Deshaun Watson is running around out here, and we don't even know what's going on with his case.
Think about it this way. What work does the NFL really have to do regarding Deshaun Watson's case?
They don't really have to do anything until the court system is.
Okay, what do they have to do if 6 games in a weekend get canceled?
They have to work. They have to
put pen to paper and get to work. And what they said, you know what? Last year was enough work. It's all on you guys now. We went through 1 year of this crap. We didn't like working weekend nights. It was stressful.
Very stressful.
Roger Goodell's chair. He can't sit in and read you the schedule. It's in the Hall of Fame right now.
Did you do you think that the like they have a schedule slot machine? Like you pull the lever and it just comes up. It like auto generates the teams and the dates. It'd be kind of cool if they could do that, but they can't, right? And it's going to be a challenge. And now you have lengthened the season by a week. You're playing 17 games in 18 weeks, which is already adjusted. The calendar, you've lengthened the regular season. It doesn't matter about the preseason. That's never been really, I mean, the preseason has no ramifications outside of maybe an injury or a guy who's on the cut line that might make the squad, which I'm all for, but at the same time, it's not the same as regular season game. And so when you look at having to reschedule and everything else, it's like, man, this is a disaster. And it's with the way that the cases are going back up, LA County, I believe, went back to masks, what was it, last Saturday? Tampa is, they're gearing up. It was on the news, like, hey, you know, we gotta be a little more vigilant. We gotta do things a little different. So it's interesting. It's interesting to see how this whole thing is going to play out. What schools, I know that Monroe Public Schools, where I'm from, they're requiring, hey, make sure that, you know, your kids' vaccine cards and health information's all updated. Like, you got to be vaccinated to come back to school. Jeez, a lot of tough.
Is that regarding the COVID vaccine or just the normal?
COVID vaccine. I just saw that this morning. I don't know.
I didn't think if you're under 14, you could even get it.
And based on the information,
like
I
the vaccine,
out, they were asking, hey, people 12 plus. And it's like, well, it's 12 plus. That puts you in what? Seventh grade.
Right.
Like how is that going to? So I don't know. A lot of questions. I'm not really sure. I just saw that floating around the internet today with one of my Monroe friends that make sure they had like a little flyer that was out. Make sure that your immunization chart, I believe is what they referred to it as, is up to date, including COVID. So we'll see. Cross our fingers and scary times. The entire world has congregated in Tokyo. I watched a little bit of the triathlon yesterday. Damn, that was boring. I'm not going to lie.
Did you see how the triathlon started?
No, I saw it finished.
So at the start of it, they had all however many athletes on this platform in the water. The starting boat was right in front of them, like right in front of all the swimmers. Half the swimmers jumped in with the boat 10 feet in front of them. I get you're trying to start the race, but like you can't just wait for the boat to get through, even though he's not supposed to be there.
We
would try to show you a video, but the IOC is cracking down on everyone on the internet who's sharing any sort of clip from the Olympics.
Well, good. They don't want people to talk about, like, that's the
they don't want people to see the Olympics.
Yeah.
NBC barely wants you to see the Olympics.
When MLB had that stance, and the NHL as well, just, it's ridiculous. The NBA has had the best policy towards us. They said, look, take our clips and just disperse it. Just do whatever you want, right? I mean, you got to be, there are some rules. But for the most part, the NBA is like, look, as long as you're talking about our product, sharing our product, whether it's pregame shows, halftime shows, game footage, postgame, doesn't matter. We want people talking about it. We want it out in front. We want it shared. Like, that's a very progressive, very smart way to look at this thing. You know, Major League Baseball, the NHL, now the Olympics, and their communist dictatorship over media rights. It's dumb. It doesn't make any sense. You want your product out in front. Like, what are you people doing over there? What are you doing? I'm not going to follow Olympic accounts.
Right, and even NBC hasn't been doing that great. Cause the USA-France game that was live yesterday at 8 a.m., they put it on Peacock. But you
I'm not paying for a service.
Right, and some of the things on Peacock are free without a subscription, but that wasn't. And then they were airing it on replay at like 3 p.m. yesterday.
Why wouldn't you do both?
Right.
You don't think that people aren't going to throw that game on first thing in the morning? Whether
right. It was 8 a.m. It's not 12:40 like their next game, 12:40 in the morning.
It's
8 a.m. on a Sunday.
Even if it is 12:40, we're going to know what the results are.
Right.
What do you think? We're living in North Korea. We have the internet. We're going to find out. Great. Like, I'd rather at least have the opportunity to maybe watch it live or record it on my television so I can watch it on my own time. Like, it doesn't, that there's some of the decisions here have made zero sense whatsoever. And one of those decisions I'm going to have to say has got to be Greg Popovich being the head coach of this team. Team USA basketball is in shambles right now. They lost to France, and I don't think that this is anything. I'm not trying to like blow something up that is, you know, not newsworthy. I'm not trying to say that this isn't a big deal. Like this should be a big deal. Do I necessarily care about the Olympics? No, I view the Olympics much differently because, you know, we have the four major sports here. To be honest with you, if you don't want to show us the Olympics on television live, I'll go throw on ESPN and we'll talk about NFL training camp because that's way more important for me anyways. But I wanted, Team USA Basketball, this should not be a question. You are the most talented team in the world. You are going up against teams that have other NBA stars now because, you know, you look at the first team all NBA. Who'd you have on there? Giannis. Luka, Nikola, a.k.a. the Joker. Maybe more people know him by Jokic. But you had internationals on first team, internationals on second team. Like, they're here. The Euro game is better. It's better than it's ever been. Why is that? The pioneers, the Petroviches of the world, and the Pavloviches and the Nowitzkis, right? And the Ilgauskas and the Sabonis. And the Vladis, like all these guys that come from all these different walks of life. I mean, a lot of people forget that Al Horford's from the Dominican. You know what I mean? Like, international players are everywhere. Manu Ginobili, right? Danilo Gallinari, all the Bogdanoviches. Like, they're all here. They're all playing well. Nick Batum, Tony Parker, Evan Fournier, Rudy Gobert. Like, there's great players all over the world. But this is an absolute disaster. The fact that the box score doesn't even keep track of how many minutes you played. Like, who's running this Mickey Mouse organization?
You have to go to the FIBA website for the minutes.
Fees these. I'm not, yeah. I'm over the
also, loops. Greg Popovich playing Chris Middleton and Devin Booker minutes. Jeremy Grant does not play at all. And your best player of the entire game
just got
is Drew Holiday, who just arrived 12 hours ago, jet lagged, trying to will Team USA to a victory.
I don't know.
Sorry, Anthony Maka. Drew Holiday's Captain America now. Give him the damn shield.
That was incredible. Like, picking guys up at full court defensively, scoring 18 points, 3 of 6 from three, 7 rebounds, willing, like you said, willing his team. Only had one turnover for a team that featured, you know, 12 as a whole, the team shot the ball terribly. You look at the final stretch of games, or the final stretch of plays, absolutely dreadful. And I'm asking Greg Popovich this question, and he wants to always get very lippy with reporters. And I get it. You've forgotten more about basketball than we will ever know. But then it's on you as a head coach to explain when we ask questions as media, why is this happening? It's on you to explain it. And you can explain it and do it somewhat politely. And I'm not saying that every reporter asks great questions because sometimes asking a great question is kind of a difficult job to do. And I'm not telling you that every reporter is this extremely knowledgeable basketball savant or guru. I'm not saying that either. Some people don't even like the game and they're sent there to cover it. It happens in all sports. You know, you might be a basketball writer and get a baseball beat. You might get a football writer and get a basketball beat. Like, it happens. And as a head coach, I feel like when you go to the podium, try to answer the questions the best that you can, and you build that relationship with the media that they're like, okay, you know, maybe I don't have to come at you as like such an, you know, a jerk, maybe the best way to put that. I'm glad I caught myself. But Team USA just chucking threes at the end in that stretch where, guys, get to the basket. What are we doing here? You're down two after Evan Fournier made the go-ahead three with 57 seconds left. Kevin Durant, missed three-pointer, bam, offensive rebound. Bam, missed layup, bam, offensive rebound. Kick out, Zach LaVine, missed jumper. France gets a rebound, bam, gets a steal. Kevin Durant, missed three. Damian Lillard, offensive rebound. Drew Holiday, missed three. Go to the damn basket. The other thing is that, hey, the officiating, they're not giving you calls, bro. They're not giving you calls. This is not the NBA, and I kind of like that aspect of it. It's kind of refreshing not to see a guy just drawing fouls. Stop trying to look for the contact and just play. Like, this is a disaster. And I feel like, Pop, I feel like more people are starting to question things regarding Greg Popovich when it comes to, in San Antonio, what exactly post-David Robinson, post-Tim Duncan, post-Manu, post-Tony, like you guys assembled some really good teams. Kawhi Leonard wanted out. And Kawhi is kind of a weirdo, so it is what it is. He just, he marches to the beat of his own drum, which is totally fine, but he's just different. And I guess that's okay. But that organization hasn't necessarily been the same since Tim Duncan left. And the way that this Team USA basketball team looks right now, and the way that Popovich sounds in his postgame, like do they feel out of touch? Is that what it is? Of course, every team, when they see the Team USA logo, they're coming at you. They're not afraid of you anymore. This isn't 1992. Like, the world has seen the team before the Redeem team. They know that you're beatable. Before, they were this absolute juggernaut that wasn't going to lose a game, right? They were just going to come out and they'll blow you out by 30. The rest of the world has gotten better, but you're still Team USA. And they're still, maybe other teams feel a little bit more of a connection to their jersey, to their flag. Maybe there's a little more pride for some of these other teams and playing for their country. You kind of know my attitude towards this. Like, yeah, I mean, we just got done with the NBA Finals. Like, to me, that's way more important. That's way more difficult than Olympic gold. There's even a debate I saw, people bring up, should they even allow professional athletes to participate in the Olympics? Yeah, if you want people to watch. But for this basketball isn't an Olympic sport, but it's an Olympic sport, if you know what I mean. So if it's an Olympic competition, yeah, we want our best players available. They cannot go out and have a performance like this. And you can't be led by a guy that literally just walked off the plane in the tarmac to come out there, grab his bags after flying God knows how many hours, right?
And having the worst hangover of his life because he was just celebrating a championship. Goes from parade float to flight to Tokyo and just be like...
Good word choices there, huh?
And he just... It's like, guys, I got this. Because for some reason, being 3 weeks together and practicing, you guys ain't crap right now.
No. They look awful. They look absolutely awful. I do appreciate what Draymond Green said about Chris Middleton, what he said about Devin Booker, and what he said about Jrue Holiday. Talking about, hey, these guys committed, and they followed through. And it's not easy coming from where they're coming from. I mean, if you're the Phoenix Suns here, if you're Devin Booker, you're like, all right, now I got to go get on the plane with Jrue Holiday and Chris Middleton. We got to fly together after I just lost to these guys. Like, hey, Chris Paul rumors now to L.A. Russell Westbrook, rumors to L.A. How much help does LeBron need? More super teams.
But this, well, I don't know if you heard the clip yesterday on ESPN about Woj saying that an NBA executive told him the Lakers have offered to every team KCP and Kyle Kuzma for something.
For a bag of balls.
Right.
They're just undesirable. They don't do enough. And for Kuz, I think maybe a different landscape for Kuz might be nice. Maybe. We'll see. But this Team USA, like, Pop, guys, figure it out. We'll be back with more X's and Bros. Hour number 3 coming up next year on the Michigan Sports Network.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
When Tigers center fielder Derek Hill was drafted out of high school in the first round by the Tigers in 2014, he had speed and glove skills that really weren't highly sought-after commodities at that time. Power. That's what teams wanted from their outfielders. And Hill did try to add some power to his game, but that just wasn't him. After 11 overmatched at-bats last fall, Hill knew he had to make some big changes in his swing if he was ever going to get a chance to showcase his Gold Glove caliber defense in center. So he did, and the results have been impressive. Hill is much more disciplined. He's staying in the strike zone, making more consistent contact, and when he gets on base, he is a disruptive force with his speed. He now fits in perfectly with the brand of baseball A.J. Hinch has the Tigers playing right now and showing that he just might be able to hit enough to stick in the major leagues.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Hey, you like summer Fridays? Well, you're going to love summer Mondays at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. With BetMGM's Money Monday Club, a $10 free bet will automatically be added to your account when you place a total of $50 in wagers between Monday and Sunday. That's right. You'll wake up to a $10 free bet every Monday just for betting $50 during the previous 7 days. It's easy. Simply take advantage of BetMGM's boosted odds specials, unique parlay offers, daily promotions, and live betting action. When your wager total reaches $50, you're guaranteed to receive a $10 free bet to use any way you want. Download the BetMGM app or visit BetMGM.com to sign up and learn more about how you can be part of the Money Monday Club. Get rewarded for your bets every week at BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.